On Saturday, the Buffalo Bills will host their first home playoff game in more than two decades, and unlike the home games they played this season, fans are scheduled to be in attendance as a result of a special dispensation from Governor Andrew Cuomo, who has heretofore prohibited recreational mass gatherings of this type during the pandemic because of the potential for spreading COVID-19. To explain how we got to this point, what's being done to make this happen, and whether Buffalo QB Josh Allen should be MVP this season, we're joined now by Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz. Welcome to the show, Mark.
My pleasure to be here.
So I want to talk about how this is being done, but first, from your perspective, can you explain why it makes sense for the state and county and the Bills to even try this really, I guess, Herculean effort of making it so that fans can attend this game? Why does this make sense in terms of the risk and the resources involved to make this happen?
Well, one of the things that I'd advocated for early on was that the county not have to utilize resources to ensure a testing mechanism for the individuals who'd be going to the game. And I just didn't think it made any sense, nor do I still think it makes sense for the county to take our resources to use those to test individuals. So what ended up happening in the agreement between the state, the Bills, and the discussions with us is that the Buffalo Bills and the NFL were paying for the tests, with a portion of the cost of the test being also paid for by the ticket holder. There's a $63 surcharge, which is going to defray the cost associated with testing. The county is not performing the tests. It is BioReference, which is testing thousands of individuals, driving the results from Orchard Park, New York, to New Jersey. I should say driving the samples to New Jersey, finding out if the individuals are positive. If so, then they're immediately being notified, and they will not be allowed in the game. So one of the features that came out of this that the governor was advocating for is sort of a test mechanism, a template, so to speak, that could potentially be used for other types of sporting and larger gathering events in the future. The owner wanted the team to have fans in the stadium to support the team, as well as for the team to look up and hear the cheering fans during this playoff game. And they've come up with a mechanism that works, I believe, to ensure that the safety of the individuals who are entering the facility, and also it's not being paid for by the taxpayers of either Erie County or New York State.
Was this process initiated at the request of the Bills, Governor Cuomo, or someone else?
The Bills have been requesting individuals in the stadium since before the regular season began. We've had multiple conversations with them in the past. They have come up with different plans on how to do it. In the end, the Bills would have preferred not to test individuals, but the state said the only way you're going to get individuals in there is if you test them to determine if they are COVID-19 positive. And that's exactly what's going on right now in Erie County. As individuals are being tested, they will all get their reports back. If they're negative, they will be allowed into the facility on Saturday. If they're positive, they will not, and they will have their ticket price refunded. Though they still have to pay for the cost associated with the testing. It is the only way the state would allow it. And as I said, it's, I think, the only way that made sense at this point, especially as you have COVID-19 numbers, while not rising dramatically here, they are, of course, rising across New York State.
Who are the 6,000-plus fans that will be at the game? I mean, how did they go about getting their tickets?
The fans who will be attending the game are season ticket holders. They were given priority opportunity to purchase tickets based on their years of being a season ticket holder. So the longest owning season ticket holder would have first priority. If they said no, then it would go on to the next and the next and the next and so on. So these are not available for the public, the general public, to purchase. They're not available for repurchasing on a secondary market. It was the season ticket holders had a ability to buy either two or four tickets. They would be located in a pod together. And if they said no, then it moved on to the next season ticket holder until such time as they sold out the 6,400 or so tickets that were available to the general public.
Are they sold out as we speak on Thursday morning?
They are sold out. They actually had more individuals who were interested in buying tickets than tickets available. So what would happen is if they win on Saturday against the Colts, they would play, of course, the divisional series the next week. And if everything goes well, then it sounds like the state would authorize this mechanism to be used the following week. If things don't go well, if they see problems in the stands, season ticket holders refusing to wear masks, tailgating in and around the vicinity of the stadium, I believe the state will not allow this experiment to continue.
In addition to testing negative, what else, if anything, do fans need to do in order to attend Saturday's game?
Well, the fans are not allowed to tailgate. Once they pull into the lots with their vehicles, they have to put their masks on and keep their masks on at all times, except when they're eating food, which will not be in a restaurant setting. It will be the type that you have to take back to your seat and eat. All the restaurant facilities, the club suites that exist in the facility, the restaurant capability will be taken out, so you can't just go to a table and eat. We are in an orange zone here in Erie County and or parts of Erie County, including Orchard Park. So inside dining is not allowed at this moment. So an individual could buy a hot dog and a beer and go back to their seat and eat it. But otherwise, they have to have a mask on at all times. They cannot tailgate. And when the game is over, they'll be let out in a coordinated design so that not everyone is leaving at the same time. They'll have specified parking areas that they have to go to. And if anybody attempts to do something differently, they will be first prevented from entering the facility. And if they are in the facility and they're refusing to wear a mask, they are going to be escorted out of the football stadium.
We're talking with Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz about the plan to allow a limited number of fans to attend the Buffalo Bills home game on Saturday. A negative test reflects a snapshot in time. So I'm curious, in the wake of that test, are fans encouraged or required to quarantine or isolate from that time period leading up to the game, or are they allowed to go about their normal lives up until Saturday?
Well, one of the things that was put in by the governor and New York State Department of Health is they're going to contact trace all individuals who attend the game.
But so you're just saying, so no quarantining, just to be clear, is required after the test?
There is no quarantine, okay, to my knowledge. But after the game, every individual will be recontacted by the state to determine, have you come up with symptoms, has anything happened? Of course, once somebody tests positive, that information will be transferred to the Erie County Department of Health if they're an Erie County resident, in which they will. We would then perform the normal contact tracing. But it's my understanding a separate round of contact tracing is going to be done with every individual who attends the game, not just those, of course, that we contact trace because they test positive. The idea behind that is to determine, okay, do we see issues now where individuals who attended the game are showing symptoms of COVID-19? It is the process that the state put in place.
Do you have any concerns about the optics of the state health department using resources to do contact tracing for this event, sending employees to other states to look at how those stadiums are handling fans in attendance at a time when the agency is also claiming that, you know, they don't have the manpower to calculate the number of nursing home patients who have died from the virus, and there's reports of other serious backlogs from agency staff?
Well, one of the things that I discussed with the state, including conversations I had with the budget director, Robert Mojica, is that the Erie County is not in a position to be putting resources towards this above and beyond what we normally do for a football game, such as having our emergency service personnel there, our public works personnel there. We were not going to commit to having our team do that.
Mm-hmm.
The state decided to do it. The governor has been noted, and he said on television during his press conferences he wanted to find a way to bring fans in the stadium. The decision was one that, as I said, was not going to include county resources, so therefore I did not have an objection. If they had told us we were going to have to use county resources on this project, I was not going to do it. And I previously said I'm not going to waste county resources to test individuals,
right,
to go to a football game.
But the question of the state and the optics there, I mean, do you think that's a bad look for the state, or do you think it's, you know, just, I guess, an okay use of resources?
Well, I think you also have to remember that when it comes to football season, especially this playoff game, there's nothing else that's being talked of, at least until the insurrection at the Capitol yesterday in Erie County in Western New York, than the Bills game.
Fair enough.
Very, very important to many people here. And the decision to try to allow a small number of fans to attend the game, less than 10% of this football, the size of the football stadium, was one that was in general met with much support in this region.
Governor Cuomo says he won't be attending the game. What about you?
I will not be attending it. I'm a former season ticket holder. I do not have season ticket now. I won't be watching the game in person. I'll be watching it at home.
What will that viewing experience consist of?
The viewing experience will consist of probably food I shouldn't be eating, as well as some sugary drinks I should not be drinking. I would say this, the most important thing isn't where I'm sitting. The most important thing is the result, and we are all hopeful for a big Bills victory on Saturday.
Yeah, if you could handicap this game against the Colts, what do you think right now? Is this, you know, is it the Bills game to lose, or are you worried at all?
Well, if there's one thing I've learned watching a Buffalo Bills teams in the past is, first off, don't overlook the opponent that you're playing. Colts are a very good team, though based on my observation and as someone who was old enough to remember the Super Bowl years, that was during my college years and post-college years, I really believe this is the best Buffalo Bills team I have ever seen. Offense is the strongest team. The defense is a very good defense. And if we have all our weapons and they're playing to their potential, I believe the Buffalo Bills will win this game and continue onward.
And is Buffalo QB Josh Allen the MVP of the season?
Josh Allen should definitely be the MVP.
We've been speaking with Erie County Executive and Honorary Bills Mafia member Mark Poloncarz. County Executive, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.